We live in a society that wants everything right now. We've been programmed for immediacy. Don't make me wait. But the scripture says it's through faith and patience that we inherit the promises. It's easy to have faith. God, I believe I'm going to accomplish my dreams. God, I believe I'm going to overcome this obstacle. We have the faith part down. Let's make sure we get the patience part down. God, I'm not only going to believe for big things, but I trust your timing. I'm not going to get discouraged if it doesn't happen immediately. I'm not going to give up because it's taking a week, a month, or 5 years. I know the set time is already in my future, so I'm going to wait with faith and patience because I know it's on the way. When Victoria was pregnant with our son, Jonathan, the first few months were very exciting, not a problem at all. But about 6 months in, Victoria started getting uncomfortable. Her feet started swelling. By the 7th month, her back was hurting. She couldn't sleep well at night. By the 8th month, she was saying, God, I want to have this baby right now. I am tired of waiting. But we knew God had an appointed time. The child was not ready. It was still growing, developing. If God let her have the baby early, the child may not have been healthy. And sometimes we pray, God, give me this promise right now. I'm uncomfortable. These people aren't treating me right. Business is slow. What we can't see is that something is not ready. Maybe it's another person who's going to be involved. God is still working on them. Maybe it's another situation that's going to be a part of your destiny. It's not in place yet. Or maybe God's doing a work in you, developing your character, growing you stronger in that process. The scripture says, God didn't take the Israelites the shortest route to the promised land because he knew they were not prepared for war. God could see the big picture. He knew that if he took them the shortest way, their enemies would be too powerful and they would be defeated. So on purpose, God took them a longer route to protect them and strengthen them so they could fulfill their destiny. If something is not happening on your timetable, remind yourself, God knows what he's doing. He has my best interest at heart. I wouldn't be having this delay unless God had a very good reason for it. While you're waiting, don't make the mistake of trying to figure everything out. God, I've been praying for my child 3 years. Why won't he change? If you're constantly trying to figure things out, that's only going to frustrate you. Turn it over to God. Say with David, God, my times are in your hands. I'm not going to worry about why something hasn't happened or why it's taken so long. God, I trust you. I know at the set time, everything you promised me will come to pass. A couple of years after my father died, I really wanted to write a book. I had a strong desire, but I didn't know any publishers or anything about the book industry. Several times I started to call a friend who did know a publisher, but I didn't feel good about it. I knew it wasn't right. Over the next couple of years, I was approached by different publishers and even offered a contract. On the surface, it looked good. They were fine people. But inside, I could hear a still small voice telling me, Joel, be patient. This is not the right one. Trust my timing. Something better is coming. I put it on hold month after month. I didn't worry about it. I wasn't frustrated. My attitude was, God, my times are in your hands. When you want me to write a book, I know you will open up the doors. You can do the right thing at the wrong time and miss God's best. Timing is everything. Be patient and let God open the doors. You may have to knock. You'll have to put forth the effort. I'm a believer in being aggressive, pursuing dreams, but you don't have to force doors to open. You don't have to try to make people like you. You don't have to talk yourself into it. If you'll be patient and wait for God's timing, he will give you the desires of your heart. One day, through a series of unusual events, I met this publisher. I knew they were the right people. I felt good about it. Everything fell into place. And that book, Your Best Life Now, went on to become a big success and has been published in many languages. That's what happens when you wait for God's timing.